There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Rising interest rates. You know that thing that's slowing down the economy for the sake of fighting inflation? Well, that's probably going to slow down too soon. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave a highly anticipated speech yesterday in which he gave a strong signal that the Fed would slow down the pace of its interest rate hikes as soon as this month. But he tempered his remarks with caution.
Despite some promising developments, we have a long way to go in restoring price stability.
One of the unknowns, Powell said, was just how long interest rates would need to stay high. Michael Hewson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London. I asked him what we and the Fed would need to see to be confident inflation had peaked and was headed to something we might call normal.
First and foremost, we need to see a continuation of the trend that we've been seeing in headline CPI, so progressively lower on a month-on-month basis. The second part of that question is really, I think, how deep a slowdown are we going to get? Because I think for me, while the easy part could be an inflation fall of, say, for example, from the peaks of 9% down to 4 or 5%, the extra 2 or 3% down towards 2% could be slightly more problematic. So the big question is, how long do rates have to stay at their currently elevated levels before inflation starts to fall consistently down towards 2%? And that can take a couple of years.
Michael Hewson there with CMC Markets in London. Let's see how markets are shaping up this morning. The FTSE in London is up 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 1 to 0.2% range, with the Dow future down 59 points. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is 3.604%. We know Americans opened up their wallets for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. New data shows they were also quite generous on Giving Tuesday to the tune of $3.1 billion. Marketplace's Nova Selfo has that.
End-of-year giving tied to tax season is an important period for nonprofits, and many charities have been wondering whether this year's fundraising period will suffer as higher interest rates and higher prices strain household budgets. But the Giving Tuesday organization says end-of-year giving got off to a strong start this week. Americans donated a record amount, $3.1 billion, over a 24-hour period. That represents a 15% increase from last year and a hefty 25% increase since 2020. That year, pandemic hardships prompted more people to donate if they were able to help those who were struggling. Charities have faced challenges maintaining that support. Research by Giving Tuesday shows the number of donors earlier this year dropped by 7%, but the amount given still increased as big donors stepped up and gave more. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Germany's energy dependence on Russia has become a stark vulnerability. The country has spent billions trying to wean its economy off of Russian natural gas. But Germany is now facing criticism from European allies and the U.S. that it's making the same mistake again, making itself vulnerable, this time by forging closer ties with China. Chancellor Olaf Scholz recently led a trade delegation to Beijing that was not well received by allies. Germany insists it's just being realistic. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
In commercial terms, Chancellor Scholz had every reason to make the trip to Beijing. Germany has much to lose from the widening rift between China and the West, says Matthew Oxenford of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
Germany is probably one of the most exposed major economies to China because of the nature of its very highly industrialized supply chain.
Not surprising, then, that Scholz took with him to Beijing a team of top German executives, all of them with much at stake.
For example, there are companies like Siemens, there are companies like VW, there are even companies like Adidas that have a very big presence in China and are very interested in maintaining access to the Chinese consumer.
With the German economy facing some major headwinds, including the demographic time bomb of an aging workforce, Scholz was right to cozy up to his country's biggest trading partner, says German economist Stefan Legger of the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland.
Right now, Germany is not in a position of strength, so I think it makes sense to make a deal with China.
But even most of Scholz's coalition partners seem to have their doubts about deepening economic ties with a communist dictatorship, especially now. Andrew Small of the German Marshall Fund and author of a new book about China's rift with the West.
Most of the German government, apart from the Chancellery itself, has become very sceptical about the risks of dependency on the Chinese market, particularly after the experience they had with Russia recently.
Could Germany be making the same mistake again, making itself vulnerable to pressure from another autocracy? The rest of the EU, he says, are appalled that Germany is going it alone with China.
I think the concern with many is that this opens the door to China dividing and ruling in Europe, being able to kind of pick individual countries off, and that Germany's really just played straight into that.
Chancellor Scholz shrugged off the criticism, and economist Stefan Legger says Germany has to balance the risk of upsetting its allies against the risk of losing one of its richest markets. It's a trade-off. The critics should get real.
We come back to what is actually a German word, Realpolitik, facing the realities of the world, and you have to navigate in these difficult waters.
But if the divide between China and the West worsens, if China were to invade Taiwan, those waters would become, for Germany, very difficult indeed. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
We have got you covered on economic news in the morning, but you can get caught up on what's happened during the day with Kai Ryssdal, host of Marketplace later today. You can check him out on public radio or at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.